Yes, they're doing it. And hello, everyone, and welcome to the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Adam Kaplan. Another very difficult day for the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. A 15-7 loss to the New York Giants. Two consecutive losses after a 3-3 record put the Eagles in prime position to make a move in the NFC East. Adam, the move the Eagles have made since then has been backward. The quarterback play completely ineffective. The offense, again, struggling mightily. The Eagles gaining just 201 total net yards of offense, and they go without a touchdown. 3 points scored by the Eagles offense in the last eight quarters.
It's almost hard to believe because there's so much talent here that it's just not happening. And you mentioned the quarterback play. It's just totally gone south. This is two games where you have to really wonder what is going on. And also, it's not just the quarterback play. The offensive line has not played very well. The running game, Dave, which the Eagles have counted on, which is the foundation of the offense, has simply not been there.
Well, the Eagles in this one, Michael Vick gets the start. The Eagles feeling that he'd get a good week of work in at practice. Nick Foles sidelined with a concussion, that Vick would be able to play and play at a high level. Instead, just 6 of 9, throwing the football, 31 yards, one rushing attempt, 1 yard. A Giants defensive pass attack that had, I believe, six sacks in 7 games. They get 4 today. We'll hear from Chip Kelly across the street in just a bit here, but Adam, it goes deeper, or does it not? Does it go, is it simply quarterback play has just brought down this entire offense? Because the Eagles have just been unable to do anything.
I think it's quarterback play. I think it's run a game. I think it's offensive line. It's not just one thing. Yes, quarterback play has not been really up to snuff last two games, clearly. In fact, since Nick Foles started last week, it's been dreadful. Let's be honest about it. The protection has not been good enough. We're not just going to put it all on the quarterbacks here. And the running back, LeSean McCoy, save those couple nice runs late in the second quarter. What has happened to him? I think you have to question that. No explosive plays at all downfield the last two games, which has been a staple of this offense. You saw earlier in the season with DeSean Jackson. Nothing is working on offense.
Matt Barkley plays from the middle of the late part of the second quarter throughout the rest of the game. Michael Vick sent to the sidelines with a sore hamstring. And if I ask you right now, Adam, who plays quarterback next Sunday against the Oakland Raiders, you answer?
I would eliminate Michael Vick. The hamstring injury is clearly not there. You just can't have him play and then leave again. I think if it's Nick Foles and he's healthy, it's Nick Foles. But Nick Foles, remember, did not even practice this week with a concussion.
The shame of it is the Eagles' offensive lack of production has overshadowed the defense that has come on very strong. And today, limiting the Giants to no touchdowns, putting some pressure on late in the game, forcing a sack and then a botched snap on a punt that led to the fumble recovery for a touchdown for special teams. Adam, the defense, if you want to pull out some silver linings here, which we do, the defense has played pretty darn well.
Dave, you got to look at it. I mean, 32 points in 2 games against 2 really good offenses, 3 really good receivers. Yes, the Giants don't really run the ball well. It's one of the things I really liked from the Eagles defense. Their tackling was tremendous today. Very little run after the catch. Yeah, a couple guys got open, 4 or 5 plays, 20 yards or more, but that was about it. The Eagles defense overall, very, very disciplined. That's probably been the biggest difference between earlier in the season and now. They're not giving up the big plays. As Billy Davis said, the defensive coordinator, they're keeping everything in front of them.
However, Eli Manning's still able to control the football, 25 of 39, 146 for the Giants. Peyton Hillis, 20 carries, 70 yards. Able to grind it out just a bit. Look at that time of possession, Adam. That is whopping. And I know that it doesn't matter in Chip Kelly's world, but when the offense has no shot at all of sustaining drives, it's really hard to score when you don't have the football.
The play count and the time of possession completely correlates because they're taking 3 and out, 4 and out, 5 and out, 6 and out. You just can't ask your defense to do this game in and game out. Yes, they're doing a tremendous job, but at some point they're just going to get exhausted, especially when you're on the road, where they go next. So you got to get something going here. They've got to be able to rely on something on offense. Right now, What's the identity?
Yeah, that to me is the big question here with Chip and his coaching staff. Okay, we have seen this offense absolutely roar through six games. And now the last two games, we've seen this offense grind to a halt. So how does Chip Kelly now, taking everything into the equation, including the injuries at the quarterback position, what's your counter move? What's your plan B? What's your plan C? How do you manufacture points from an offense that just doesn't have the horses right now to sustain this personnel, sustain this design?
It's a great question. I think they've got to look at changing up this running game a little bit. Maybe call some in the inside zone, you got to get outside. More of the screen game. I think they got to change it all.
Tried
a
lot
bit.
Of screens today, though.
No, they tried one early to LeSean McCoy. Then after that, and the other thing is, Bryce Brown needs to give him more. If he's going to play, he's got to run with the holes that are there because we're seeing holes. We could absolutely see it.
I disagree with you.
I saw two plays today where he didn't hit it inside.
He had three carries.
Well, two of them inside.
I'm not going to bury Bryce Brown. I agree that Bryce Brown pops it to the outside far too much, but you know, Matt Barkley's number 17 of 26. It shows some decent things there. Still threw the interception late in the game, throwing, trying to get it down the field to DeSean Jackson, safety over the top, just sitting on that kind of play. But late in the first half, critical sequence, Eagles get down in the red zone, get inside the 10-yard line, and Barkley sacked for a loss, fumbles the football, the Giants recover. So at that point, it's a 12-0 game. Eagles wanted to come away with something instead. A frustrating moment for everyone at Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah, I think it's a fair thing to say for people who are saying, well, why don't they run the ball first and goal at the two? It's certainly worth discussing, but the fact of the matter is
holding.
Can't have that, and you got to get rid of the football, Dave. You're absolutely right. You cannot turn it over.
Yeah,
absolutely cannot.
And that was a bad play by Barkley holding onto the football too much. And Eagles at times giving protection, but really nobody open down the field. So there's a lot of things that you look at with this offense, Adam, that it's just not working. Has the league caught up to what the Eagles are going to do? Is the tempo that Chip Kelly wants to play at enough to overcome these defensive minds in this league? I mean, the Eagles aren't playing particularly fast. You saw the number of plays that the Eagles ran. So just not the numbers we want to see. And then LeSean McCoy, the leading rusher in the NFL, 15 carries, 48 yards. And Adam, no explosive plays, as you said.
None.
At all.
It's incredible. Last two games. And the yard per carry, as you look at McCoy's numbers, way too low. They're going to have to dial it up, Dave. I thought you asked a great question. What can the coaches do? What can they do to change up the game plan? I think that's, going forward, something they're going to have to take a big look at. They got to take a look at themselves now. Yes, the players are not executing well enough. The blocking isn't good enough. The players aren't hitting the holes that are there sometimes. Sometimes I think LeSean McCoy tries to do too much. Maybe that's part of it. But this offense, which was tremendous earlier in the season, they're not getting it done the last two games, and it's very, very puzzling.
If you were to pinpoint one thing that's maybe most disappointing, Adam, offensively, just a group, a unit, performance, what would you say it is?
My inclination would say the passing game, but before you say that, how about LeSean McCoy the last couple games? In fact, three out of the last four games, let's be honest, the first Giant game, Dave, he was not effective. The Bucs game he was, and the last two he's not been. That, to me, is the foundation of this offense. Chip Kelly, we know it, studying Oregon's offense. It is the running game. If the running game does not do well over time, this team really is going to have a hard time winning.
I would say I agree with you in the sense that it's the running game, but I would not lay it on LeSean McCoy. I'm going to lay it on the offensive line here. This offensive line, we expected it to be a dominating group, anything but in the last couple of weeks here. When you are not winning the battle at the line of scrimmage, you really can't accomplish anything offensively. And that's what's happened to the Eagles in losses to the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. Chip Kelly will meet the media here in a moment. We'll go live to him at Lincoln Financial Field. Jeremiah Trotter joins us a little bit later in the show as we talk about the defense, which has played well. And then we also look at the Philadelphia Eagles here at 3-5. Who plays quarterback next week? How do you keep this team going? Two really tough losses in front of the home crowd. Eagles have not won in 10 games at Lincoln Financial Field, dating back to last September against the New York Giants. Eagles had a chance to sweep the Giants, and defensively they played well enough. Offensively, though, just unable to do much at all. And I just, Adam, I'm not sure that's it's an easy fix. It doesn't seem to me that there's anything easy about this fix right now.
No, on offense, you're absolutely right. And I think when you really look at it, earlier in the season they could count on so many different things. LeSean McCoy's obviously a guy you could sustain offense with. a DeSean Jackson big play downfield. They're not getting either right now. Who else can make a play? You're playing off what you just said. Who can make a play?
What about the tight ends?
That is another thing. We didn't even get to that. There was a
James Casey sighting today. One catch, 11 yards.
But he doesn't get the ball again.
How about Brent Celek, two catches, 17 yards. And Zach Ertz, one catch, 5 yards.
Now, you could talk about the inaccuracy of the quarterbacks or the change of quarterbacks may throw off the timing, but the tight ends have not been what we thought to start the season. Occasionally they get the ball, but certainly not enough.
Yeah, and just the use of the tight ends. We thought that you're going to carry all these tight ends. You're going to invest so much in tight ends. A free agent contract to James Casey, a second-round draft pick to Zach Ertz, and they don't seem to be featured very much at all, much less productive.
No, you're right. And then, you know, Riley Cooper, he had the two good games, not much going on today. Someone else has to make a play here. You mentioned James Casey. Demaris Johnson was on the field very little.
Okay. All right, Chip Kelly, ready to go at Lincoln Financial Field.
Chip, when did you decide that Michael Vick was going to start?
Probably after Friday's practice. So he felt good going into Saturday.
Did he try that 100-yard sprint he was talking about?
He worked out. I don't think he sprinted 100 yards, but he worked out and felt good. Ran around again on Saturday in practice and felt good. So.
Was the hamstring re-injured today?
That's what they said. Somewhere in either that second or third drive, he said he felt it. He felt it. Tried to go, and then I asked him, and he just kind of looked at me and said, "Coach, I don't think I can go." So.
Did he have in determining whether he was going to start today or not?
I think you got to listen to him. You know, when in watching him in practice, I didn't see any ill effects, or none of our coaching staffs or training staff or doctors saw him. He moved around pretty good from, moving in the pocket, running around, doing those things. So, and he said he felt good, you know, and obviously you listen to him. I'm not going to put him out there if he said he didn't feel good. You know, that would have really changed their decision, but he said he felt good.
The majority of reps with the first team leading up to that point. Was that based off, you know, how you felt about
how him? How we felt, what we were hearing from Mike, and what we were hearing from our trainers and the doctors, that, you know, he felt like he was pretty good. You know, when it was originally diagnosed, it was supposed to be 10 to 14 days, so it's actually 21 days until we played. So he felt good about it. You know, our training staff and doctors felt good about it. We didn't, as coaching staff, see any effects, you know, in terms of him doing anything from a practice standpoint. So. You know, felt like he was going to be the number one guy, and as we went along, you know, part of it is on a day-to-day basis, how do you recover from one day and go into the next day, and then so he got the one reps and Matt got the two reps.
Knowing where he was, how confident did you feel about Matt's preparation and whether how he would do if called upon if Mike wasn't?
Yeah, it's catch 22 for everybody. You got to get, you know, Mike hadn't been in for two games, and you got to get Mike the requisite amount of reps, and you also got to be able to get your second string guy, you know, the amount of reps, but. That's just the way it goes. There's only a certain amount of reps we can do because we got other guys, you know, we can't stay on the field for 45 reps for just our offense because we're going to run our other guys into the ground. So it's a tough deal always getting your second guy ready to go. But, you know, Matt got all those snaps, and then Matt gets a lot of snaps and, you know, throwing afterwards and whatnot. But, again, it's tough to get that second guy ready to go.
Can you take us through the play call along the goal line at the 2-yard line?
Yeah. We called timeout. I just want to get Matt settled. And we went over and talked about it. It's a play we've run. We've practiced continually here for about 6 weeks or 7 weeks since the beginning of the season in the red zone. So it was just a naked. We got a one route with DeSean out wide and then tight end on a drag on the backside. If he didn't have it, throw it away.
Why don't we with Sean in that situation?
That's the play I called. So, I mean, you can go back. It didn't work, so obviously it didn't work. But, you know, we know in that situation we're first and goal. And we talked about it. If we don't have it, let's throw it away, and then we'll go to the next snap. So. I only had one timeout, so it didn't matter where. If we kicked it deep, it was still going to be the same amount of time on the clock. So we felt like if we could get it at that point in time, you know, that was my decision in terms of if we kicked it deep. It's still the time off the clock is going to be the same exact thing. So.
So the play that DeSean wasn't there on that route at first and goal with the two, and did Matt try to make something happen? Is that what happened there?
That's what it looked like from where I was standing. You know, we talked about if we don't have, it's only a two-man route. So if we don't have one or two, let's get rid of the ball and play the next snap because it's still second and goal on the two. So.
Alex tried a 60-yarder last week, and you passed on a 50 this week. How come?
Just when we go through pregame, how far he can kick and when what Fipp feels where he is. So when I talked to Fipp about it, there was a win. If you're talking about the one in the third quarter going the other way, yeah, there was pretty good win there that we weren't, you know, that was a tough win. That's why we went for it on fourth down there. And whenever we get close, Fipp's right near the And so I'll ask him, and he's like, that's not, we needed to get a little bit closer in that situation. So.
And how about the decision to punt from, I think, the Giants 47?
It was a two-score game, so I knew we were going to stop him. I had great confidence in our defense, and I wish they stopped him on the first third down, but they got him on the second third down, and we still got the ball. You know, we felt like we were going to get the ball back with at least time to score and then get an onside kick. So.
Kevin, the running game struggled again today. Did mm-hmm. they do a lot of things similar 3 weeks ago that they did today?
No, they changed it up a little bit from what they did last time, but I think more from a coverage standpoint, whether they played zone or man. But the box was the same count, you know, so there was still a hat for a hat, you know, and sometimes we got to hit it up in there, you know, and just kind of take what they gave us. There was a couple of times we got it moving a little bit there in the beginning of the second half, but it's just not consistent enough for us to win football games.
What stage is Nick Foles at right now with this?
I don't know. I know he was in on Saturday, but he still hasn't been cleared to fully practice. So, that's a big question mark going into next week. And again, until he gets fully cleared, he has to also see an independent. Then he can't participate in anything. So he was in. He attended meetings on Saturday, and he was around, but he has not been cleared to play yet.
So, do you anticipate Matt Barkley being?
I don't know. I really don't know right now. It really depends on where. You know, the full report on Matt and Mike and the full report on Nick, but it could look that way.
Did you see any progress from Matt Barkley from last week to this week? What areas?
Yeah, I think, Matt's been thrown in twice into some tough situations. I think he prepares outstanding. There's probably a couple of throws he wants back, but I think there's a couple of times he gave us a little spark, a little energy. He sets his feet, he gets the ball out quick. He made some good decisions. A couple sailed on him a little bit, but I think the biggest thing for us is not capitalizing at the end of the first half there, and we got to do a better job, you know. And then all of a sudden you end up losing the game by eight. You know, those points we left out in the field are the things that killed us.
After 3 weeks of rehab for Michael, and then he only was able to go two or three series, are you concerned going forward about his ability to stay on the field and your willingness to go through a week like you just went through where he gets the majority of the reps even though you don't know if he's going to?
Yeah, I'm concerned because I know, you know, we thought it was going to be a 10 to 14 day thing, and so did Mike, and Mike felt great. You know, that's the one thing that's disappointing for Mike is that he did everything from a rehab standpoint that we asked him to do and, put in all the time, and then for him to not to be able to go out there and be 100% is a concern. Yeah.
This offense that was so dynamic early on bogged down these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think we've had some instability at the quarterback position, you know, and I think we've also got to step up, and it starts with me. I'm the play caller. I'm the guy calling plays, and the last 2 weeks I haven't done a very good job of it. So and until we can get that straightened out, the disappointing thing is I think our defense played a really, really good football game again today, and they've really come along. But I think offensively we haven't done what we needed to do to win two football games, and we got to get that fixed.
Chip, I know it's hindsight, but looking back on it, maybe on Tuesday when you guys got back to practice, should you have had Mike try to really push it, do that 100 yards
or whatever. I go with whatever the trainers and the doctors tell me. So for me to go out there and say that I think we should be doing this from a rehab standpoint, that's not my expertise. So I know I listen to them, I listen to Mike, and then we make a plan accordingly.
Chip, what specifically good from your defense today?
I just think, you know, they're starting to really get the grasp and understanding of what our defensive coaches are doing. I think they're in the right spots. They're holding disguises a little bit longer. They can confuse the quarterback at times. There's a couple of delay of games there that I think, you know, they're not exactly sure what was coming from, if we were putting pressure on them or if it was going to be pressure at all. So I think they're starting to really understand the package. I think since day one they've played with great effort. They're doing a better job tackling right now. I think we defended some of the deep balls, you know, some of the balls thrown in the end zone. They've done a really good job with that. They haven't gotten the ball thrown over their head, and they've got the ball in front of them. So I think we can really build from where we are from a defensive side. Obviously the first drive when we end up throwing a pick, but I didn't see anything from him physically that happened there. And then they said that he didn't feel right, but when they asked him if he could go back in, he said he could. So after about the third series, I went over and talked to him and said, Mike, you know, where are you? And that's when he told me he couldn't go. Yeah, I mean, we didn't have design quarterback runs where we were going to be running them up and down the field, you know, but that's really not what we do anyways. You know, a lot of what Mike does ends up coming from when someone's covered and then he just takes off and goes, you know, and that's always been a huge weapon for him. It was a huge weapon for him in the last time we played these guys. But we didn't go into this saying, hey, we got, you know, we got a lot of designed runs where we're going to try to get Mike on the perimeter and do those things. That wasn't our plan.
What did you see on that first interception from Michael
Vick? We were running a shallow cross and in a wheel route, and they looked like they were both covered. And then all of a sudden, we came up and the ball was out. I was kind of watching the shallow cross and the wheel to kind of see where they were, and they were covered. And then all of a sudden, I looked up and the ball was, I think it was Celek, and the ball was behind him. So I don't have the exact answer, but I know the first two reads were covered.
Do you think that was a play where Mike would have, in the past, would have taken off on?
I can't tell you. I didn't see. I know what happened on the first two reads because that's what I was looking at, but I didn't see the rest of it or kind of where I know there were some guys up on them from a rush standpoint, but I couldn't tell you if there was a place to escape or get out of there. So
Chip, you had said during the week you were uncomfortable with the situation because you had two quarterbacks less than 100% health. So is this kind of the scenario that you feared the most, like coming out and obviously Mike not being able to make it after having him work all week of practice?
Yeah, I think it's when you're unsettled at that position in this league, it's real difficult, and you didn't have, you know, a concrete answer. I know what some of you guys wanted during the week. You know, was he starting on Tuesday? I didn't know if he was going to start on Tuesday. You know, how do we go through the week of practice and see where he is? You know, and that was really the way it was. And I was telling you the truth then. I was concerned all week long. When you're not settled at that position in this league, you better have a quarterback. And right now we're unstable at the quarterback spot, and we're not playing well at the quarterback spot, and we lost our last two games because of that.
What does that do especially to your offense, though? I mean, do you have to kind of...
I think it does it to everybody's offense. I don't care who you are. I mean, it's not like we haven't asked our quarterbacks to run. I don't think I wouldn't get caught up in that. But if we can't execute what we need to execute, you know, just getting the ball on people when guys are getting open and giving them a chance to make plays, then I think that becomes a real difficult deal, whether you're running the Eagles' offense or anybody else's offense in the NFL. If you have instability at the quarterback spot, we got to figure some things out as a coaching staff to make sure that we can score enough points the way our defense is playing right now.
And so, is stability at quarterback fix it, or do you think the issues go beyond quarterback?
No, I think if we can get settled there and make sure, I think there's times when I look up and guys are open and we can get the ball to them in the right spot. I think we can move the ball, but we were a hair away. There was twice when we hit receivers and we lean forward, we get a first down, we keep the drive going, You know, I think it all compounds itself, and you're going to look at every single individual play and say, how can we make that better? How can we execute that a little bit better? And you know, that's what we as a coach staff will do when we go back and look at the tape and kind of put a plan together. But we know where we are right now. We understand what our situation is right now. And then we got to get who's ever ready to go this week. I don't think Matt's banged up, but if Matt's ready to go this week, we got to get him as much work as we can and then get ready to go play Oakland.
What happened on the one crosser to Deshaun? I think you were just referring to it. It looked like he had a chance for the first down.
From my angle, I can't tell you, you know, did he understand where the sticks were or that or, you know, what type of tackle it was. But I thought Deshaun played well today. You know, we got the ball to him. He was a weapon. But I think you can individually look at every single play that wasn't successful and say, was it this, was it that? You know, if we were deep enough on the first curl route, you know, we may not have even been in that situation. You know, those are all the little teeny things that, but when you add them up, when you're not moving the ball offensively, every single thing adds up, you know, and that's what we need. You know, especially when we're not where we need to be right now at the quarterback spot because of injuries. If we need some other guys to kind of say, hey, well, I can pick us up. We'll get this thing straightened out.
Thanks, coach.
Anybody coming in there?
Yeah.
One guy. Oh, quarterback?
Yeah. All right, that is Chip Kelly. And Chip Kelly basically giving you the straight answers. Unstable at the quarterback position and not good play at the quarterback position, and the Eagles coaching staff needs to come up with some solutions, Adam.
Yeah, no question about it. I think what Chip was saying is that the timing of the offense cannot be there when you don't know who your quarterback's going to be from quarter to quarter. That's a problem. A quarterback can't get into a rhythm. Matt Barkley being asked to come off the bench once again, it's really hard, Dave, to get it going. And you asked me a great question earlier. What do you do if you're the coaches? Do you just make a decision, go with Barkley this week, and let him get the first team reps? I would, but it's not my call.
Well, it sounds like there's a reasonable chance that Matt Barkley starts in Oakland with Nick Foles not having been cleared to practice and with Michael Vick clearly not able to be Michael Vick. And the Eagles did what they could in practice to simulate the movements that he makes on the playing field in game situations. But it was very apparent immediately, Adam, when Vick had time to throw the football early on and just had no confidence driving the football.
Yeah, and when you have a hamstring that's high up like he has, Dave, it's hard to push off. And I think that's something that Vic has got to get used to. This is something, again, as you said, he's never had a hamstring injury before, so it's a big challenge for him. Matt Barkley just needs more work. It's so hard to do that. Ask him to do this every game now. He's got to get the reps in the beginning of the week, majority of the first-team reps, if he's going to have a good start.
And it is another week of wait and see at the quarterback position. We will take a break right now when we return more from Lincoln Financial Field. Some phone calls from you. Some dissection here. 15-7, the final score. The Eagles falling to the New York Giants, 3-5 at the midway point of this 2013 season. Adam Kaplan, Dave Spadaro, we are coming right back. It's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Ugh, why does she pack these things? I ate one by accident last time, and we won. It's good luck. But it tastes like a dirty old tree branch. What the heck is Quino? But this is for first place.
What is that, a loofah?
It's a Quino.
Bud Light, for the fans who do whatever it takes.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them.
And Matt Barkley, Michael Vick, ready to meet the media here at Lincoln Financial Field. Let's see what he has to say about his hamstring injury.
Wrong battery.
All right, just an update here, Adam. In the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys giving up a late touchdown to the Detroit Lions, so this division's still wide open. Michael Vick meets the media.
Hey, Mike, should you have played today?
I say if I shouldn't have played. I felt good going in. You know, I felt like I did everything that I was supposed to do to, you know, reassure myself that I can go out and play. You know, but it's just nothing like, you know, actually being in the moment and having to move and having to react. And you know, when I did that, that's when I, you know, that's when I pulled it again. I felt the pop.
So what happened?
First down that was before, Mike?
I can't tell you. I felt the same feeling that I had, that I felt the first time. I don't think it's as bad, but it did pop again.
So when did it pop?
I can't tell you the actual play, but it was when I ran towards that sideline.
You had 3 weeks of rehabilitation, and you were only able to stay out there a couple of series, I guess. Are you concerned about your ability to stay on the field this season, or the season's half over?
I mean, I just had an unfortunate hamstring injury. You know, it happens in football. You know, I hurt my groin twice in the first two games, and I was still able to play. It's just this one was, it was at a different magnitude. So, I can't question why it happened. I don't know why. I mean, I never had a hamstring injury this bad, so I really don't know what to tell you.
Like you said, there in the week, you had gone three-quarter speed. Most part during practice, did you ever accelerate that up to 100% on the practice field
test? Yeah, I mean, I tested it plenty of times, but it's nothing like game simulation, you know, when guys are coming at you and going to hit you. And I just reacted the same way I would have, you know, when I was 100% healthy.
So what's the solution
now?
Do you need to get shut down for a few weeks?
I don't know. I'll get an MRI tomorrow and just see what it looks like compared to what it was 2 weeks ago and you know, pretty much go from there.
Thank you.
Did you kind of know right away that you wouldn't be able to run?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as it happened, I knew exactly, you know, what the feeling was and how, you know, my body would react to it. And you know, I wanted to keep going. I was going to stay out there, but, you know, Coach didn't want me to put the team in a bad situation. He didn't want to put me in a bad situation. And it was hurtful, man.
So you would have stayed out there, but Chip said, listen, shut it down. Is that what happened?
I would have stayed out there, but, you know, I probably wouldn't have been as effective. You know, at some point, we all would have realized that I wasn't 100%. So I think it was the best thing to do.
Like, did you give any thought to not playing and saying, you know what, I need another week?
Not at all. You know, once Nick got hurt last week, I made up my mind that I was going to try to get out there, that I was going to try to rehab as hard as I could all week and try to put myself in the position where I can get back behind the center and help our team win. That's all I want.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
To a clearly dejected Michael Vick meeting the media, it doesn't sound like he knows when he'll be 100%. Cowboys trailing by 1 point with 12 seconds left. We go back to Lincoln Financial Field. Matt Barkley now meets the media.
Matt, about what percentage of the snaps, first team snaps, would you say you got
during
the week?
I didn't get many. So I don't know if I can give you a percentage. I didn't count them. But not many.
Did you sense then by that Michael's going to be starting on Sunday?
Yeah, I kind of figured it out, and from the way he was looking, you know, running the ball, and he looked good. He looked comfortable. And so you kind of saw that going into today. I thought I played all right, and I thought I made some good throws, made some some poor decisions. Now, from this game experience just under my belt, it's just something to learn from. I'll probably be thinking about a couple of those plays running through my head all night long. That last play of the half, just trying to make, I don't know if I was thinking about last week, trying to do too much of forcing it in there, so I was hold on to it, about to throw it away, and made a good play on it, DB. But thought I played all right.
Was that the case with the fumble near the 2-yard line?
That's what I was talking about. Yeah.
What exactly happened there, other than not wanting to throw it away? I mean, what did you see the guy coming?
Well, yeah, I made a miss, so I saw him coming, and then I saw Deshaun first, and it looked too close to throw it to him, and then I was, going through my second progression, then I was about to throw it away, and he just got there a second too early.
When you come into a game, last week down 14-0 and down 12, can you talk about mentally, is it trying not to do too much? How tough is that?
I think you just have to remind yourself just one play at a time. You're not going to win the game in one play, and it's different definitely than starting, from scratch, being 0-0, opening kickoff and whatnot. But I don't want to make that excuse for how we perform as an offense. We got a lot of things to correct across the board, and it always starts with the quarterback. So, we'll watch this tape and see what needs to be fixed. But I don't want to make that excuse that when I came in or whatnot.
Matt, you and Mike are obviously two different quarterbacks. What are the challenges of going in, essentially taking over for him? The game plan that's designed for.
The game plan is designed, for any quarterback. And Mike has some plays, I have some plays, but the offense is built to run on whoever's at the helm. And so, I don't think that makes a difference, who's at that position, as long as you're making the right decisions and getting the ball up.
How much read option did you?
We have pretty much the same amount as normal, and just the way the Giants chose to play it, didn't allow for that to happen.
How helpful will it be to get first game snaps this week,
do you think? We'll see how Mike bounces back. Hopefully he heals up, but I think it's valuable just to be able to practice with those guys and see their timing, and know their breaks in a full speed environment. Routes versus air is one thing, but to get reps in team periods and 7-on-7, I think it'll be valuable.
Matt, was your frame of mind any different going into this game because of Mike's injury and whether it be a greater possibility that something?
I've told you guys every week that I prepare like I'm going to start, and so That was the same mentality this week. You know, maybe the physical component was, there was a chance, but that didn't change, you know, my excitement or my preparation. Still did the same film study, still did the same, you know, practice routine. You know, with the two quarterbacks now, I did get a little more, you know, practice reps and whatnot, but my mindset was still the same.
So what's your level of confidence now that you can be the starter if that's the situation next week?
I'm just going to compete, you know, my butt off and see what happens with this week. And my confidence is not down, you know, after this game. It's a tough loss, and you hate to see that happen, but I'm not, you know, beating myself up. You look at those plays and you replay some of them thinking what you could have done better, but you learn from that, you move on, and, you know, we'll see what happens this week. But, again, I'll prepare like I'm starting.
How can the coaching staff and the players around you help you better? I mean, first and goal, two, you have Shady on your team. Are there ways that they can help you better?
I don't know. I'm not going to go there. I think we had a good game plan, good. You know, I think we have a solid coaching staff. I think across the board we have to, you know, do a better job of, you know, converting big plays.
Matt, it's 2 weeks without an offensive touchdown. You got to look at some areas. I mean, that's hard to do. What would you look at? How would you explain it to all of us if you have 2 weeks touchdown?
I don't know. I don't know where it starts. I think we'll have some more answers come this week. Whether it's you know, I think it's across the board, everyone doing the little things. Whether it's, you know, a block downfield or you know, the timing of my footwork or getting the ball out or making a catch. It's across the board, and you know, hopefully we can get the right practice and right mindset this week to where the little things count and we make plays on next week.
Matt, did you see progress from yourself this week? Did you see yourself making
your
decisions?
Yeah, I felt comfortable, and I think I did improve, but you know, I don't like to look at the things that I did better. You always got to look at the things that, you know, you could have done. Could have done better.
Your arm strength now, how is it compared to where you were today? You had more chance there now
today. It feels comfortable. It feels healthy.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. Let's talk quarterback here, Adam. Again, if I ask you to name a name, who is your starting quarterback in 1 week at Oakland?
It would be Matt Barkley, just based on what we know right now. Michael Vick still playing with that injury, couldn't even finish a half, and Nick Foles didn't even practice. He was out with a concussion. To me, it's got to be Barkley as we speak. We know things could change, but right now it would be Barkley.
And if you are Chip Kelly, you've got 6 days to make some changes with an offense that the running game, 19 carries, 48 yards. If you go with a rookie quarterback in Oakland, a good defense, what changes do you make with the offense?
Well, you got to come out running the football. You've got to establish something, which is the foundation. It should be, as we know, the running game. You got to help out that young running back. I get your question. That's what I would do. Establish the run.
And if you are Chip Kelly and you're sitting here 3-5 and you see the Dallas Cowboys lost to Detroit, you see that the Redskins are playing against the Denver Broncos and the Broncos just score to take a lead, you know that you are still in the game in the NFC East.
Amazing.
Is this a message that you tell your team, or is it all about just getting to 4-5 rather than worrying about the division?
You absolutely let them understand that they're a game out. Bottom line, they're a game out despite everything that's happened. Quarterback injuries, inconsistency on offense, but the defense is keeping them in games. That's the story now. That is the major positive of this football team. They could take that going forward to a team like Oakland, who's also struggled on offense.
If you are Chip Kelly, what kind of demeanor do you have? Do you work these guys harder? Do you beat them up a little bit this week? Is it still, how do you get this team back in gear, on track?
You know, that's a good question, because there's a mixture of younger players and veterans here. The younger players just have to step it up and understand the results are not acceptable, especially on the offensive side of the football, and they've got to get something going downfield. If it's Matt Barkley, I know he doesn't have the greatest arm, but you know what? You saw early in the game, he got that ball out. He's a three-step, get-out-of-your-hand type of quarterback. That, Dave, should favor the tight ends. Where the tight ends been, they got to get involved going forward.
Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us here on the post-game show presented by Rico. When we return, Jeremiah Trotter, the Axeman, joins me in studio. We take your phone calls as well, 215-320-5170. 15-7, the final score. Eagles losing to the New York Giants. It's on to Oakland with a lot of questions We're here trying to answer them. We're coming right back on the post-game show presented by Rico.
And action.
That's a wrap!
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more! Let's go, yo! Woo! One more! Let's get it! Let's go!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'. We
welcome you back to the postgame show presented by Rico, Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter. Hey, defense played okay. Offense struggled. Very reminiscent of the first Andy Reid season, your second year with the Philadelphia Eagles. How do you get through it?
You just got to keep pushing. You just got to stick together. That's the most important thing. Stick together, not getting caught up in outside influences.
Because it's going to get negative in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's going to get negative. It's
the honeymoon, negative. You know, is only going to last so long.
Yeah, this is a tough town to play in. But if you stick together and just keep getting better, focus on the things that you're doing good, try to take away the good things and build on those. The one thing I can take away from is the defense. I thought defense came out and played very well. You know, you should be able to win with 15, giving up only 15 points.
Why is the defense so much better than it was preseason, week one, week three, week two? It's really come together nicely.
I just believe that they're starting to get comfortable in that 3-4. You know, there's still a couple of guys I feel like they're still uncomfortable. I think about Trent. I think about Brandon Graham. They still look a little uncomfortable in that upright position. But the rest of those guys, D'Amico and Michael Kendricks and Cox and all those guys, the corners, they're really starting to come together and make plays in this defense. And that's what you want to see. You want to see growth. So I do believe, as of right now, the defense is heading in the right direction. But it seems like the offense has taken a step back the last couple weeks.
Trent, how much does an entire locker room feed off what's happening at the quarterback position? Good, and in the case of the Eagles right now, not very good at all.
Well, what you have to do is just focus on your job. As a defense, you have to just say, guys, we can't control what goes on that side of the ball. We just have to focus on what we have to do. Our job is to go out, make plays on defense, get off the field, and continue to get the offense the ball. Then as we continue to play well, they sooner or later those guys will come around and start putting some drives together.
Your read about quarterback, Michael Vick, injured, clearly not the same player. Nick Foles, poor game last week against Dallas, out with a concussion. Matt Barkley, we've seen him in two games.
Right. It's clear Michael Vick wasn't himself, and I thought Chip made the right call by getting him out the game and going with a healthy quarterback. I thought Barkley came in, made some good throws. I thought he had some problems with the timing of the pocket, but that's going to happen as a young quarterback. But he came out, seemed like he took charge, and the offense really started to move. Just, just wasn't Eagles day today.
Yeah. All right, let's take some phone calls. 215-320-5170, the number. We begin in Tampa with Henry. Henry, thanks for calling. Turn him down. Get him off. Hang him up. Thank you. We waited for Henry. Thank you very much. Good call. 215-320-5170. A lot of garble there. Because I understand the frustration that Eagles fans are feeling right now. Two games, no touchdowns scored by the offense. It's very difficult.
Yeah, it's tough, man, especially with the hype coming into the season, this new coach and this new offense. And it started out very well. It just seemed like teams have kind of got...
Have they caught up to it?
They caught up to it. That's one thing about the NFL. You have some very smart guys in the NFL, and it doesn't take you long to figure out what's going on. Now, granted, I think there's a lack of talent, in some areas. But, you have to be always evolving as a coach and as a team.
All right, Michael in California. Michael, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. You think the Eagles still have a legitimate chance in the division after Dallas losing by that last touchdown today?
You always have a chance, man. Thanks for the call. Shockingly enough, Jeremiah, the Cowboys, we're watching the game here.
Wow.
They lose. The Giants, the Redskins, in a really tough spot. The 2-6 Giants are still in the race. The 3-5 Eagles are still in the race. The Cowboys are 4-4. I mean, really?
We're only one game out of first place. So,
Do you ever think like that, though? When you're playing, do you think like that?
Oh, without a doubt, man. I mean, obviously, as a team, you want to take it one game at a time and try to control what you can control. But you got to always find some positive. When you're going through tough times, there's always some positive in a bad game.
Yeah.
And right now, the positive is, as bad as they've played for the most part of the season, there's still only one game out of first place.
Kenny in New York, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Dave Chata?
What's up, Ken?
It's not a good day. It's not a good day for us, man. It's like the offense digressed and the defense is moving forward, which is a positive thing.
Yeah.
But I want to see the receivers, man, get more physical and win off the line. And even when we have time, they don't get open. Even though the offensive line is not playing good enough, to me, I thought that was going to be the strength of the team. And they're not playing as well, but at times I want to see the receivers, Deshaun, Cooper.
It's hard to say, Kenny. I'll tell you, it's hard to say. I don't know what the concepts are in the routes. I don't know what they're doing to get these receivers open. I don't see a lot of the picks that teams run, the scrapes that teams run.
Right.
I
haven't seen the tight ends involved in the offense much at all this season.
And that's what I'm mad about, Dave. You know what, too, Dave? I just want to see, like, I want to see us huddle a little bit more. I want to see us huddle because I feel like, these three and out so fast, you're getting the defense right back on the field and they're getting exhausted. So, I want to see them huddle up a little bit more, like change the game plan up a little something, I mean, hey, it's a work in progress, though.
It's frustrating. Thanks for the call. It's frustrating. It's the first year of a coach. It's new schemes. It's new personnel. They're trying to build the foundation here. One thing I don't see with the offense, Trot, is that they haven't been taking a lot of shots down the field. It's been a lot of screens. It's been a lot of flares. It's been a lot of stuff that's really short that just seems to allow the defense to come up to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, one reason that is because the teams are playing over the top on Deshaun in China, and he's really the only deep threat the team has. So they're taking him away with the deep route.
All right, LeSean McCoy meets the media here. 15 carries, 48 yards for McCoy. In the passing game, 4 catches, just 18 yards. A long run for LeSean McCoy of 9 yards. McCoy meets the media at Lincoln Financial Field after a 15-7 loss.
I know Mike was hurt mentally because he wanted to get back out there. I think even when he actually injured his hamstring, he still was playing. you know, and kind of I think they noticed, you know, so just the heart he has to kind of stay out there and keep playing while being hurt.
What can you point to with this offense? I mean, you guys haven't scored a touchdown in two games now.
I mean, I think I feel like it starts with me. I feel like, you know, coming to the game, we want to establish the run. And teams know that we want to run the ball. So I think it starts with me. I got to get going somehow, some way. I get it going again. And we're making plays. We're the explosive offense we were in the first six games.
It's been tough to run the ball against the Giants and the Cowboys in these games. Are they doing similar things to defend against you? Or
I think it's more just us. So that, I mean, I'm missing plays today myself. I mean, I made a couple stunts, a couple plays. But the offense just got to do better. You know, I'm starting with myself.
10 games now at home. Can you even believe it?
Yeah, I mean, it's bigger than that. Worrying about a record and how many times we lost here, it doesn't matter to me. I just want to win. If it's just a home away, we want to win some games. And losing the division game to the Giants today, that's what really matters. So, I'm more disappointed about losing to them today than keeping that streak alive.
There's a possibility that Matt will start next week. From what Chip said, how important is it for you guys to, like you said, you step up, everybody on offense step up?
We're going to help him out. I think he's a rookie. You know, you don't ask too much from rookies. You know, you only give him time to develop. I think he's a young, good quarterback. In the future, he'll be one of the best. But just got to help him out. Like I said, it starts with me, making plays, making it a little easier for him, get the run game started. I think that the passing yards, play action, things like that, rolls off the line.
What did you see from him when he, you know, got in there, especially versus last week? But what did you see from him as a young quarterback?
He looks good. He's tough. He's very smart, very intelligent, makes the right calls, makes the right reads. So it'll be fine. Just got to help him out a little bit. Defense playing their part. Offense is doing the same.
Shady, why isn't this offense functioning at the same level?
I'm not sure. We're flying. First six games, we're flying. Setting stats and records, but we got to get back to it.
How much of it do you think has to do with the instability at the quarterback position?
You know, we have plays where the quarterback is not really necessarily running the ball. I think it starts with me. I got to do a better job of in the run game, getting it going, and then work off of that.
Do you think you're trying to do maybe too much out there to kind of be the one to jumpstart this offense?
I think it's a little bit of that. I mean, doing my own thing sometimes and just not making the plays. Plays, they're there. They're available, just not getting it done.
Sean, you were hard on yourself after last week's game. What did you change, or what were you kind of working on to get ready for this game?
I mean, same preparation. Just got to try to be more consistent, making plays. You know, when the plays are granted, take them. You know, today was a little better, but not good enough. I had so much success against the Giants for so long, you know, so that bothers me. You know, but I got to get it going. It starts with me. I need to make better decisions, which I'm not, so.
You learn in moments like this, in struggles, that when your media comes into the locker room, they ask you what, you really don't have answers.
Right.
There are so many things that it could be, so many things that contribute to struggles. And so you put your head down and you keep working hard.
Man, that's a tough day. It's kind of like my golf game. You have those days where you don't know what's wrong and you're trying everything in your power to fix it and nothing is working. I understand. I've been there before. I understand what those guys are going through. It's just a really tough situation. Only thing you can do is just put your nose to the ground, fellas, and just keep working.
Yep. And understand that a lot of season left to go, 8 games in a division that just can't get out of the way of itself. A division that just nobody wants to win, the NFC East.
Right.
It is the new, as Jeremiah Trotter said, a new NFC West. All right, let's take to the phones again. Tom in Chicago joins us on the post-game show presented by Rico. Hello, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dave. Thanks very much for putting me on. Very frustrating game to watch offensively. Defense is coming along pretty well, I think. Actually, that's the second game they could have won because of the play of the defense. I'm concerned with LeSean McCoy. Just watching his press interview, I thought he was very tentative today in making his cuts.
I agree.
There was holes, and he was dancing, not so much dancing, but going into the hole very slowly.
I agree.
And
although I didn't see, you know, in early games, Tom, we saw gaping holes. We saw lanes
right.
through which
right.
these running backs were running. There's no lanes here. There's not much room at all. The offensive line not winning the battle up front.
I agree. Well, I hope they do better next week. It's a big game for them.
Yes, sir. Tom, thanks for the phone call.
Thanks, Tom.
Trot, have you do you sense that defenses have you know, we've talked about this a little bit here, stretch plays, running stretch play after stretch play after stretch play. Defenses figured out a little bit of what the scheme is here?
Well, it's not tough to figure out what the offense is doing when you're running the same running play every single play. I've seen times after time they're running the stretch play outside. And defenses get a sense of what's going on. If you know what play is coming, I don't see any quick hidden plays. When you see Bryce Brown come in, he's running the same stretch plays, and I don't think he's a stretch play type of running back.
Mm-hmm.
He's the type of guy, he's a straight ahead, north and south guy, one cut and get up the field. So you have to kind of change the blocking scheme and the running plays for him to be successful, because right now your backups running backs are not really giving you anything outside of McCarr. And he's out there fighting for his life. And like you said also, those gaping holes early in the season that we saw are not there right now.
Yeah. Eagles have a lot of adjustments to make to get back on the winning track and get this offense where it was early in the season. When we return to the postgame show presented by RICO, defensive coordinator Bill Davis talks about his group, an effort once again that was admirable. The Giants without a touchdown, 5 field goals scored. Defense keeps Eagles in the game. Offense doesn't come through. We're back in just a moment here on the postgame show presented by RICO.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Ugh, why does she pack these things? I ate one by accident last time, and we won. It's good luck. But it tastes like a dirty old tree branch. What the heck is Quino? But this is for first place.
What is that, a loofah?
It's a Quino.
Bud Light, for the fans who do whatever it takes.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
We We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter. Get to some phone calls, and then we will hear from Bill Davis, defensive coordinator. In New Jersey, it's Shake who joins us. Shake, welcome.
Thanks. First of all, I want to say it's a pleasure to speak to you guys.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Yeah, first of all, it goes without saying that the defense played tremendously and the offense was, you know.
Well, I'm not going to go as far as to say tremendous because the Giants had three pretty long field goal drives in the first half, and the Eagles
relatively speaking,
yeah. I mean, you know, Eli Manning was still 25 of 39, 246, and sacked just one time. So I think they have improved greatly. They are still far from a dominating defense.
Oh, yeah, exactly. One main thing I wanted to raise, Chip Kelly deserves, a lot of blame today.
Yeah, he's aware of it.
Exactly. Like, for example, going on fourth down when he's not supposed to go on fourth down and not going for it when he's supposed to go for it. Some of the play calling didn't even make sense. And also, like, the biggest one is the onside kick. Did you guys agree with that? What did you guys think of the onside kick?
We talked about it in the studio and we questioned, an onside kick that early with 4 minutes left, Trot, your defense is playing well.
You had one timeout and two-minute
warning.
Yeah, so I definitely question
Thanks for
that.
The phone call. Yeah, we wondered about that, and what it did was give the New York Giants great field position and gave them a chance to create a situation where the Eagles had a very little bit of time and a lot of field to score. I could understand why he did it. You try to catch him by surprise. You try to shorten the field.
Right.
At the same time, maybe the defense played well enough that warrants you kicking it down the field and putting it in the hands of the D.
Yeah, you know what I mean? In that situation, he has to make the call he thought was best. But, you know, it's easy for me sitting on the sideline and say I'd have kicked it deep. But I thought the logical play was kicking it deep and try to use those two timeouts to get the ball back to the offense.
All right, Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator, pretty good performance. A good performance. The Giants just 325 total net yards, but not enough for the Eagles in this 15-7 loss. Bill Davis talks after the defeat.
Points is a good number in the NFL. It is, yeah. We just have to continue to work and try to get better to where we can win the game.
The last four games have been all 21 or under. Mm-hmm. Coming out of Denver, I mean, it's been four straight games where you've been in that area, 15 of 21. Do you like that consistency where it's been?
The number one word you just use is consistency, and that's what we're looking for. Are we consistent? We've got to be consistent on first down a little bit better. So we got to get them to third down. Then our third down, we were getting that straight away, and today wasn't as good as it needed to be. But the red zone picked up. So consistency and every phase and every situation of the game is what we're looking for, and continue to grow and get better and get more consistency and until we can pull off the wins.
You guys got better pressure on Eli in the second half than the first half. Were there certain things you were doing differently, or just guys were getting home?
No, there wasn't a whole lot of change. We actually probably pressured more in the first half than the second half. So we made some adjustments to the protections that they were using that were a little bit different than they used in the first game. So as we adjusted to their protections, I think we got some pressures, and then it's one big moving target, so they adjusted back. And it's
how do you not get frustrated as a group, 17 last week and 15 this week, and the wins aren't happening?
The wins will come. All we focus on is what we do out there defensively, and do we play good enough to win, and we did not play good enough to win, and that's all you can focus on. We're a team. We'll continue to be a team, and it's all of us, all three phases coming together to win a game, and none of the three phases were good enough to win today.
All right, so the defense plays well. The special teams a good job scoring the touchdown late in the game, but the offense, Jeremiah, unable to once again score points, just 3 points in the last eight quarters for the Eagles offense. I never would have guessed this back in September.
Yeah, me neither. I knew that once Macklin went down, we was going to struggle a little bit, and a lot of pressure would be on Deshaun and those other guys, but I never imagined that the offense would struggle this bad. I would think scoring only 20 points would be bad for this offense, but not to be held to only 3 points for the last eight quarters.
So we'll see what Chip Kelly's next move is. We have another week of wondering who the quarterback will be. If you had to guess, Trot, who will it be when the Eagles play in Oakland on Sunday?
Well, based on injuries, it's got to be a young guy, man. It's got to be a rookie. So You know, Nick Foles coming off concussion, he's not been cleared. And Vic, he's clearly not healthy, and he's not the same quarterback.
Matt Barkley
is not the same quarterback. Vic is not the same quarterback without his legs. So
if you have Matt Barkley starting against the Oakland Raiders, you have to find some way to manufacture some points. You've got to tinker with the scheme a little bit. You got to do something to get this offense going.
Well, I mean, he seemed like he came in very confident, made some nice throws on time. The offense protected pretty good for the most part for him. I thought they stepped it up. But it's just with times where there was just nobody open.
Yeah.
And it's no matter how well the offensive line blocks, if nobody's open, you know, eventually you're going to get sacked or you're going to throw the ball away.
Well, Troy, we'll see you in a few weeks, November 17th, when the Eagles play the Redskins, attempting to break this 10-game losing streak at Lincoln Financial Field. In the meantime, Eagles just one game back in the NFC East. Believe it or not, tough game in Oakland, tough game the week after that in Green Bay. Who knows? Maybe the Eagles come back 5-5 and we got something going against the Washington Redskins. I want to thank Adam Kaplan, thank Jeremiah Trotter, and thank you for joining us on the postgame show presented by Rico. I'm Dave Spadaro. More coverage to come on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Please stay tuned and join us tomorrow at noon when Eagles Live returns. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles night.